A turn now to new polling of a hypothetical 2024 election matchup that shows Donald Trump beating President Joe Biden in seven swing states, including six won by the sitting president in 2020. According to the new numbers from Morning Consult and Bloomberg, Trump holds a four-point lead over Biden in Arizona, a six-point lead in Georgia, 4 points in Michigan, 3 points in Nevada, 2 points in Pennsylvania, 4 points in Wisconsin. Those in addition to a nine-point lead for Trump in North Carolina, a state he won by less than a point in 2020. The new survey also shows Trump with a seven-point victory across all those battleground states when third-party candidates are included on the ballot. Joining us now, White House reporter for Bloomberg, Akayla Gardner, with more on these poll numbers. Akayla, what stood out to you?
I think what stood out to me the most was definitely when those declared third-party candidates and independent candidates were added in, Trump's lead extends to 7 points. So we specifically asked voters about Jill Stein, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. by far had the most support at 9%. And I think this really underscores some of Democrats' worst fears. They had fear that some of these candidates were going to pull away voters from Joe Biden, of course, and this poll at least suggests that they will. But we have seen Democratic efforts to push back against some of these candidates. We've seen some PACs like Move On, the Iron PAC, basically arguing that these candidates do not have a path to the presidency. Move On also debated no labels, which could also put out a candidate in early 2024. And that just adds to the worries that if more candidates, third-party candidates specifically, add to this race, that it could eventually hurt Joe Biden.
That it could eventually hurt Joe Biden? Eventually? Again, if that isn't whistling past the graveyard, I don't know what is. The ultra-leftists over at MSNBC are having an absolute meltdown. Did you hear Mika's voice? How trembly and frail she sounds. She knows what's around the corner here, and she literally doesn't know how to mentally and emotionally process it. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. You're a patriot professor here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you have not already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, you've got to click on that link below and learn how you can stick it to the establishment by using their own corruption against them. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Companies like BlackRock, they've been bribing corrupt politicians like Nancy Pelosi with insider trading secrets for decades now. They know a whole host of trading secrets that gives them an unfair advantage when picking stocks. But did you know that thanks to a little known SEC database, guess what? We can have access to those very secrets as well. We get to see what stocks these corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we get to piggyback on their trades to gain the same advantage for ourselves that Pelosi and the crooks in D.C. have. My friend Ross Givens, he's been tracking insider trading for years now, and his recommendations have led to investment returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%. And now it's your turn. Click on that link below right now and learn how you too can learn to trade like Pelosi. Click on that link and learn how to gain an insider advantage for yourself today. More and more battleground states are coming out, and they are all, every single one of them, showing that the Biden campaign is absolutely imploding and President Trump is running away with it. The latest Morning Consult poll is showing Trump with a 7-point lead in the key swing state of Georgia, as well as up 11 points in North Carolina and 6 in Wisconsin. In fact, look at the latest coming out of Arizona. This is a new poll from the Bull Finch Group. Trump is up 10 in the Grand Canyon state. We're talking double-digit lead, gang, in Arizona. It's the same with the latest CNN poll, by the way, in Michigan that came out over the weekend, where Trump is also up by 10. And that double-digit battleground lead is actually mirroring the latest Rasmussen poll at the national level. Now, keep in mind, up until fairly recently, Rasmussen consistently had Biden in the lead. But even Rasmussen is now seeing a massive shift in support for President Trump at the national level. And I do mean massive. In their latest polling, we're seeing a 14-point swing towards Trump, which now gives Trump an official double-digit national lead over bumbling Biden. Trump now leads Biden 48-38. So we're seeing double-digit leads at the local level, as it were, in battleground states, and at the national level. And again, we can see precisely why. We could see specifically where Biden is imploding. The latest New York Times Siena poll shows Trump now winning the under 30 vote 49-43. Now, keep in mind that that is a vote, the under 30 vote, that voted for Biden with 65% of the vote in 2020. Now they've taken a double-digit swing to Trump. And look at the latest polling on Hispanics. Trump and Biden are tied, basically tied 42-41. This is beyond insane. Blacks, too, are showing a near 20% support for Trump, the highest of any Republican in half a century among black voters. Again, the key here is this is further evidence that Biden's coalition, the Democrat coalition, is literally unraveling right before our very eyes. We talked about this in our live stream last night with Fetterman, right? Something is happening politically in our nation, gang, right? We're seeing something akin to Trump's America First nationalist populism going fully mainstream in that it appears to be becoming what we call pre-political or meta-political. So last night, we highlighted Fetterman. Yes, the otherwise bumbling Democrat senator from Pennsylvania, Uncle Festerman, as we like to call him here. Have you noticed, however, he is sounding more like an ultra MAGA American First populist than 85% of the rest of the Republicans? He responded to news that the U.S. Steel just got bought out by Nippon Steel to the tune of $14 billion. And Fetterman is asking, do we really want a foreign company owning our steel industry? And the reason why he's asking that is because he recognizes, and he says it explicitly, that steel is national security. Our steel industry is an inherent part of our national security. Now, who's been arguing that for the last 7 years? Who has been arguing that border security and economic security are inextricably linked together, where you can't have one without the other? Well, of course, that would be one Donald J. Trump. Trump is the one who has challenged the globalist addiction to open borders and shipping our manufacturing industry overseas. Fetterman is sounding more MAGA than 85% of Republicans. But it's not just Fetterman. Yesterday, Katie Hobbs, yes, freaking crooked Katie, is defying the Biden administration by signing an executive order deploying National Guard troops stationed in Arizona to its southern border. Katie freaking Hobbs! Or Eric Adams' administration, New York City. They're more than any single Republican in Congress, they are daily calling upon the Biden administration to close the border. New York City is getting overrun by illegal immigrants, and they simply don't have the resources to deal with it. You see, MSNBC may be flipping out over these battleground polls, but the reality is so much worse than that. I mean, worse for them, that is. Trump is crushing Biden in the battleground states precisely because we're seeing America First populism going mainstream. Even Democrats are starting to embrace it. And they appear to be embracing it because they're seeing the writing on the wall. They're seeing their own constituents turning on them, demanding border security, their own constituents demanding economic and manufacturing security, their own constituents embracing the core tenets of America First populism, which means we have won. If the MAGA movement has truly become pre-political, then it doesn't mean who wins the election, no matter what. Border security and economic security will be the default position of both parties. It's even worse than MSNBC could have ever imagined. Trump isn't just winning battleground states. It looks like Trump's America First nationalist populism has indeed won the war. As many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, This channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes. And it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.